Good. Now, I sang this little bit of this song because I want to bring something before you tonight. Okay, I've had Adam Scott, David Wright, and Kevin Keller all give input on the contestability of the May 9th, which checks all the boxes and is good. And so it passes from a technical standpoint. What the feedback on all of it is that if you are not the A-plus chorus in terms of your look and how you present the text, it's going to be tricky. Okay? We know that. It's an old bit of poetry, okay, that's been around for a very, very long time. It's not standard fare. So if we don't go in there and sell it 100%, we leave ourselves open to, it's just risky. And we all knew that it was risky going into it because it's not typical contest fare. We knew that. So I want us to make a decision. We have a lovely ballad here in When She Loved Me that we're familiar with that we could take to contest and know that we can get good scores with. Or we take what is a calculated risk and know that if we can't sell the story, bring the emotion into it, and move the audience with something that is not your typical barbershop fare, that could result in lower scores. Because if you're not dedicated 100% in it and bringing the emotion, it could come off just sort of flat, and you might not have the buy-in. So what I want to say to you is I love a good challenge. I always love to push the envelope and do something outside the box. I am not willing to make a decision for all of you on whether I just want you to understand the amount of work and what it is it's going to have to take to make that song score well. They all say it has great potential, but it's going to have to be like right on the nose, and you're going to have every single face and body bought in to sell it in order to not have points come off of interpretation and or sort of presentation type scores.
But that's going to be the case on either one.
True, but I think this is more accessible and an audience is used to this. When She Loved Me, I'm talking about, I think an audience knows that song, used to those types of harmonies and things. Where you take something that is Brahms, which is way separated and different than barbershop. And so it's different, the phrasing's different, the language in it is obviously different. So I think what they're trying to say is, you could get people to go, oh, with When She Loved Me, and people go, huh? With When She Loved Me. Or with May 9th. And so we just have to know, going into it, what our job is going to be in order to do it right, well, and have it come off. Because it's harder to have an audience buy into it and want to root for you when they don't know it. They're just not familiar with it. It's just a different style of music. Even though it's written in barbershop style, it's just different. So we just need to know what it is we want to do and who we want to be and try for. And so, hey, give me one second. So I just want you to contemplate on that a little bit, because, like I said, I don't want to make a decision for you. I want us all to be committed to saying, I feel comfortable this or I feel comfortable this way, and know that it's a risk. It's a risk. So I just put it out there. What do you have, Mike?
My only question is, where are we now, so to speak, the base? And how far do we have to go, in your opinion, or maybe theirs, to hit it, so to speak?
For us, what I have witnessed over the years is that involving ourselves in an emotional way and telling the story on our faces and through dynamics is maybe not our strongest suit at this given moment. Some of us are there in spades. Some of us, though, are not as developed in those areas. It's going to take acting and storytelling, and that's something that we're not all consistently able to do at that level. Now, in terms of the musical ability, if we could continue to do the type of work like we did last week on May night, it's going to sound very nice. Now, my hesitancy is that we've never been able to do the song from beginning to end and stay in the correct key so that it doesn't get pitched so low that by the end it's just kind of muddy and murky. So that's a technical challenge for us, is to be able to keep it in the right key so that everything stays bright and we just don't get so low that it just turns into moosh at the end. Also, we've got to really, really tune our ears so that we know when it's major, when it's minor, and how I fit into the chord to make those little micro adjustments so that everything rings. They've all said that it's actually, the May night is a very difficult sort of technical piece. They've all said, you know, it's not, you know, you're just pick it off the shelf barbershop song. It is not. Okay? It's not the everyone's gonna, you know, go rush out and buy a copy after we perform it, and they're gonna go do it in their home concert kind of a thing. We know that. I saw a hand. Was it Gene? Yes.
What about the other song?
The other song.
Our other song.
Oh, the up song, you mean?
Yeah.
I was planning on doing Crazy About You, Baby.
What song?
Crazy About You, Baby, which is a very good contrast, but they're still both all about sort of love. So we have a good theme in there in terms of different styles of song, but kind of a similar sort of message and fun. Yes?
I think, didn't we do When Somebody Loves Me as a contest song?
We did. It was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah,
I've lost track with COVID.
Somewhere in the 60s.
Nate brought that up to us, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done it a couple times.
Yeah. I just don't know. I don't want to do something new. I don't want to start something new and take it to contest. I think our two best options for a sort of emotional, sort of ballad, slower number is probably either When She Loved Me or The May Night. I think those are our two best choices with what we currently have. Could I go dig in and maybe find something that some of us know and get it up to speed? Maybe. But I'd really rather stay with something that we're pretty darn familiar with so that we can really work on the finesse stuff.
Remember when you bought the acting coach up?
When I bought the... Oh, yes. Yeah, when Melissa came out.
I don't know.
Well, I would definitely be doing that. I mean, if we were going to do the May night, we'd have to really focus in on that type of stuff. And it's going to mean that we're going to have to maybe go out of our comfort levels and like be in front of a mirror and look at yourself. I mean, because if we bring in a coach, yeah, they can tell us nice things and tell us what we need to do. But if we're not committed to actually making those happen on our own, then that's wasted energy. So I'm not trying to dissuade or persuade you one way or another. I'm really just trying to lay out facts so that we can make an educated decision. We don't even have to necessarily make that decision tonight, but I do want you to know that it's going to be a more difficult task, and I think we all knew this, to do the May night than to do something else. So I'm trying to gauge and just get some general feedback. We won't make even a decision tonight, but I'd love to hear just kind of where you are right now and what you want to do. I think we're still figuring out kind of our identity and where we take the chorus. You know, a lot of times those that do well at competitions and things have stepped outside the comfort zone, stepped outside the box, pushed the envelope a little bit. And sometimes that works really, really well. And then you've got, you know, other quartets, you know, like, you know, Lunch Break and Newfangled Four that push that envelope and do things, and sometimes they're not rewarded for that. So you just got to kind of know what it is we're doing. I saw a hand. Was it you, Elliot?
What does the score mean?
What does the what?
The score mean.
Oh, just in general?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously it's a rubric of how we're doing and if we're progressing, declining, well, that. So, I mean, a score obviously gets you into finals or, you know, to the next level or something like that. I don't know that it's... If you're asking, like, is it the end-all? Is that what we're here for, is to get a score? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know what it means to score a 60 versus an 80, and I don't know what score is a, you know, international caliber.
Internationals are up in the 90s. They're like 96, 7, 8s. Mm-hmm. That's where they are. Sometimes even 99s. I don't know that I've ever heard anyone getting higher than 99. Yeah, that's like the average. Yeah. So, I mean, basically, 90s is your A, 80s is your B, okay? 70s is your C level, 60 down there is just getting to where we don't want to be. Okay? And we need to improve upon what we did last time. We didn't have, we had about maybe half or two-thirds of the chorus go with us. Last time we went to Lawrence, we were unbalanced in terms of the voice parts against one another. We had a lot of obstacles going up against us for that one. So I'd like to just put that one behind us. But what I don't want to do, to me, as long as we are improving and we feel like we're doing good work, that's what I'm happy. I don't necessarily live to score well. Now, I want to do well in competition. I want to get us to the point where we're growing in numbers and we can be in the hunt and in the pack. I mean, that's not where we are currently. We're building and we have some growing to do. But I think that we can make good strides and start to develop what it is we want to do as a course. So what are other thoughts on it? Can I sufficiently kind of take that? Okay. Yes.
After Dan was showing me, I thought I was really moving. Doing all the, my wife says, did you do anything up there at all? I mean, so the point is that, unfortunately, I'm one of the fairly dead man guys.
Well, the first step to fixing it is admitting and knowing that maybe...
I mean, I admit it, but, you know, but the point is, what you think you're doing is not normally translating out. So there's got to be something where we can be using the whip. I don't know what you're going to do.
Well, I'm willing to do that, but what I am not willing to do, I want us to all feel like we are in a safe space. So if I call out an individual to say, that's wrong, that's not loud enough, you look like a dead cow, whatever it might be, we have to be okay with that and know that that just means that we're helping each other improve, and it's not to single anybody out. We have to be comfortable with that type of interaction. And I have not wanted to do any of that without us saying, yeah, that's where we need to go, and that's what, yeah, go with that. And that may be easier for some than others. So again, yeah.
Well, some choruses, I've been down to Kansas City and a few places and watched them practice, and they have one or two guys sitting out here watching the chorus, and in the middle of the song, they'll walk up to a guy and get him to move. You need more facial expression while the song's going on. And they just gotten used to that. That person's going to come up and talk to you if you're not moving enough.
That's a culture that has to be developed. However,
yes.
Yep. Yep. I mean, it's not something that you're just going to start overnight and have it work. But I mean, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I think we need to pick something that encourages other people to join us. So whether people join us because they like our higher score or because they like the musical style. What I like personally to come and sing is not, at my age, I'm more concerned about us growing a chorus of a larger size than worrying about whether I'm happy with it or not.
Interesting. Yep. I think that to attract the caliber of singer we want, it is more important, not so much about the music itself, as it is about the excellence of the product. I don't know, new folks, tell me, what would it mean to you if you came to rehearsal? Would you be turned off by singing a song like the May Night, or what's the driving factor?
I had the Nightingale Warble stuck in my head for 3 straight weeks after it came out the first time. I couldn't sing, I could not get it until I got on some learning tracks, but I think every time we stepped outside of what our comfort zone is to do anything, we've done it like really well, right? 19, I thought, was really energetic for all of us. I think the entire show, Ship of War, was really energetic. I think everybody did cement. You weren't there. He wasn't here. Everybody else tried really hard. Ben didn't try at all. I think we're capable of pushing ourselves.
But how do we get others to notice that?
Well, we haven't. Yes. I mean, yes, there is a lot of ifs and variables and things in that. I think that when we continue to do things that are interesting and fun and well, then I think that that's. Well, I mean, your friend Brandon came.
Matt, yes.
Oh, sorry, did I have the wrong name?
No. Sharp. So
Eric, not no, not Eric Sharp. Eric Sharp is yeah. He had a work like no, I'm talking about your
is Matt. Yes.
Brandon.
Yes.
Yes, okay, I had the right name. Okay. Yes. When Brandon came,
yeah.
I mean we sang through only four songs, I think, that night. It was a Christmas song,
yep.
May 9th, Love Boat, and something else, can't remember. And he said he had a blast, loved it, and he's doing an internship in the summer, can't be here, but he's planning on coming in the fall.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of feedback there.
Brady.
What?
Yeah, his name was Brady.
Oh, Brady, not Brandon.
I don't know.
Brady. Brat came and had a great time. Okay. Yes, Norm.
A couple times we've had videos that we've been able to see, and I can't get any better than seeing myself compared to everybody else.
Sure.
Whether it's good or bad, and that's really
important. Yep. I think that could be a hugely important tool for us to utilize. So, okay, go ahead, Gene.
I think that for me, I have to know the emotion in various parts of that song as well as he do. And as we're going through, I'm not there yet.
Okay.
And I think we need a track for the emotions, whether it's 10 different kinds, whatever. We need a track for the emotions so we can feel it, so we can get there, like you are. You know it a lot better than we do.
Sure.
And I have to know what the emotion is so I can feel a measure ahead. I know where I'm going, whether I'm sad or happy or whatever. And we don't have that.
Thank
you. You have it.
Sure.
That's what the acting coach would do.
Yeah.
That's what that acting coach would help us do.
So I'm just trying to get a gauge.
First you have to know where we're going. That's
we're just trying to get a quick knee-jerk sort of, where are we? What do we want to do? And I don't necessarily want to do like a hand vote or something like that. But I guess what I'm trying to say is I want us to know full well that it could be a challenge and it could result in scores that are very high. Or it could open us up, you know, to scores that could be lower than what we're maybe wanting. And I want us to just make a decision, all sort of be on board. I'd rather us 100% say this is what we want to do than to do it 90%. Okay? So, I don't know. I want to just sing a little bit of it right now and just see kind of what happens when as we sing it, get what's in your mind. And,
Let's
sing.
Let's
do it.
Yeah.
Go ahead and just give us a pitch.
Thank you. terms of.
I'm like, what? We've never done that. Hold on. Did we really? Wait, in? Like, close?
We got good over something. We were sharp tonight.
Yeah, okay, so, I mean, it should have ended a whole step higher, but we actually, like, stayed in the same key with one. It didn't go as flat as it usually is by the end. So, wow, okay. So, what I wanted to do now is have you be able to contrast the beginning of When She Loved Me, which is an easier song for us in terms of the style and the harmonies. We were able to ring those chords in a sort of, I don't want to say effortless, but we were able to ring the chords where there's a lot of chords in here where we're just not quite precise enough with our intonation that they don't ring, and it's going to take hard work and finesse. So, we have to know that it's going to take a lot of work, and then in performance, tons of effort and ear power to sing through it and to make it be contest worthy. Where something like When She Loved Me, a little more natural, easy, you don't have to think as hard, those types of things.
They've been doing this for 10 years.
Well, that's true. We are familiar with that song for maybe quite a bit more too. But I'm just telling you the level of sophistication, and not sophistication, that's not the right word. It's just different. I don't know how to say it. It's just a totally different type of music. It's very technical. It requires minute adjustments in something like May Night as opposed to something else. Yeah.
Did you get any feedback at the annual show for that song?
I did not ask anyone for feedback on that song, so I don't know.
I had one feedback from Barbara Chopper who couldn't connect with the song because they didn't know it.
Yep.
So and that's wasn't that we sang it bad or anything. She just says, I didn't know the song and I couldn't connect with it.
Yep, and that's basically and that's what the judges are saying.
At contest.
Yep.
They're not going to connect with it. So how does that work?
So if you're not the ultimate storyteller to bring them in, then right, that's exactly what's going to happen.
In an acting coach, remember the old term, diagramming a sentence? In an acting coach, diagram that song and take a look at it.
Of course.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's my point.
That's what he's doing now.
If we'll do it, you know, I mean, if he'll do it or she'll do it and give us a...
Well, he does that.
I know it, but...
So I just, you know what? I don't think we need to have a bunch of conversation right now. But let's come back because remember we don't have rehearsal next Monday because of Memorial. So when we come back, I want you to come in prepared to just say yay or nay. Okay? It's a tall order. I'm just going to put you there. Okay? For us to do May Night in contest. Now we're missing a lot of people tonight, but in order for us to do that song at a contest level, it's going to give us points. I mean, we have to be spot on. It's just the way it is. So,
and the way ambassadors are spot on is they might work a whole night on a phrase.
Yep, exactly. Yep, and that's, for some of us, that sounds like misery. Now, for some of us, it's like, yeah, I want to get to that level and I'm willing to put in that work. And some of us, like music nerds, like myself, geek out on really fine-tuning and can work on one thing for a minute. That's not everyone's cup of tea, and I get it. So finding a balance and a sweet spot in there is kind of our challenge. But, yeah, I'm just putting it out there. I don't want us to go and not feel good about what we're doing and to put you in a spot where we could get awesome scores or we could get not-so-awesome scores, but there's probably not going to be a lot of in-between. So it's a risk. And so that's why I had some people, you know, look at it. I was fairly confident because when I looked at this, you know, 2 years, 3 years, whatever it was, when first time Lawrence got canceled, I had people look at it and I thought, yeah, I mean, it's contestable. I mean, it follows what it needs to follow. But having a little more input this time on how would it actually be in the different scoring categories and